updated October 20 at 10 a.m. Municipal Road 55 is now fully reopened, Greater Sudbury Police tweeted. Update, MR 55 clear. MR 55 is now clear in both directions and traffic is no longer being reroute. CGS roads crews have attended. The road has been sanded, however, motorists are reminded to slow down and leave extra room by the way you and the vehicle in front of you. https://t.co/atobevvp, Sudbury Police, at Sudbury Police, October 20, 2022 updated October 20 at 9:30 a.m. Mr. 55 has been mostly reopened at this hour. The section of roadway where the crash occurred does remain closed, however, while the investigation continues. Updated October 20 at 8:05 a.m. A spokesperson for Greater Sudbury Police says this morning's collision on Municipal Road 55 involved approximately 20 vehicles. Multiple minor injuries have been reported, and tow trucks are on scene. The spokesperson said traffic is being rerouted at Kelly Lake Road, Mr. 55 and Big Nickel Mine Road, Mr. 55. There's also a note from Sudbury Student Services Consortium at this hour. Due to the road closure, all secondary school students residing in Copper Cliff will not be picked up this morning. Many buses servicing the students in the Whitefish, Lively areas will be extremely delayed. This will also impact many elementary routes. Updated October 20 at 7:25 a.m. Municipal Road 55 is closed after a multi-vehicle collision earlier this morning, report Greater Sudbury Police. Traffic is being diverted down Kelly Lake Road and the Big Nickel Mine Road bypass. The City of Greater Sudbury also said in a tweet that Municipal Road 55 between Lively and Copper Cliff is closed until further notice. This has impacted transit in the area. GOVA Transit Route Lively 101 after leaving Copper Cliff will use Kelly Lake Road to the Four Corners to access Lively via the bypass. Inbound Lively 101 is not affected. Original story. Greater Sudbury Police say there has been a multi-vehicle collision on Municipal Road 55 by the Highway 17 interchange. Police reported the collision on Twitter at 6:15 a.m. Thursday. They blame the collision on icy roads after the first snowfall of the season. Emergency responders are on scene. The public is asked to avoid the area. Please drive safely and according to road conditions, said police.